Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Well, live in feeder cattle futures, likely to open lower here today, pressured by struggling beef demand and long liquidation. The lean hog contracts are set to open on a mixed basis, tied to a combination of spillover buying and midweek profit-taking. Now, preliminary cattle buying interest could start to surface here and there today, yet early bids are likely to be quite defensive given the aggressive way the boxed beef trade's retreating. Stumbling futures have been leading feedlot cash lower for the last several weeks, spurred by extraordinary strong basis levels. Now, the hog buyers seem to be working to gather numbers this week in order to fund another large weekly kill. Processors are trying to take advantage of excellent margins. Sticking with that game plan, we look for cash bids to open steady to a dollar higher on the hogs. Look for the lean hog futures to open on a mixed basis this morning, with early interest torn between follow-through buying and midweek profit-taking. Now, on the grains, the corn, soybeans, and the wheat closed sharply lower yesterday as funds sold amid broad selling that also took down crude oil and equities. Worries about global economies appeared to be the catalyst after a private report said China's factories are struggling. The resulting drop in oil prices pulled down shares of oil companies and equity markets. The crops had their own bearish news. Corn planting is 45% done, and forecasts for some drier weather by the weekend and into next should lift that number. Soybeans are 8% planted, down from last year, 10%, but up from the 6% average. Winter wheat improved 61%, good to excellent, in USDA's weekly progress report. The wheat markets did close lower yesterday as the winter wheat crop improved, with USDA's rating 61% good to excellent. Crop scouts on the first day touring Kansas wheat fields today, this week, found instances of disease and weather damage in some fields along the state's northern border and healthy stands in others. The corn's futures close was the lowest in more than a week, with volume leader July falling through two key moving averages during the day. We'll check all the futures after this.
Coming up Friday, May 6th, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction's coming on Dish Network Satellite 232. And on Superior, ClickToBid.com. Started at 8 a.m., 34,700 head will be offered, including 4,350 yearling steers, 7,850 yearling heifers, 9,950 weaned calves, and 8,750 calves on cows. If you'd like details about any of these cattle, go to our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call 800-422-2117.
At the close yesterday, these are the settlements on Tuesday. The July live cattle down 57. 116.37. August was down down 62 at 114.35. May feeder cattle up 197, 143.40. And the August was up 155, 143.50. May hogs up 5 cents at 78.47. And the June was up 22 at 82.92. Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close was down 18.5 for July, 455 and 3 quarters. September down 17 and 3 quarters at 472 and a quarter. Chicago wheat July was down 17 cents, 470 and 3 quarters, and September down 17 and a quarter at 481 and a quarter. July corn up down 12 cents, 379 and 3 quarters. September down 10 and 3 quarters at 381 and a half. July soy was down 13 and 3 quarters at 1030. August was down 12 cents at 1032. May cotton down 201, 6104. July down 50, 6256. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.